time for the weekly Cape report, and we're joined on the line by senior editor at the Voice of the Cape, Tasneem Adams. Tasneem, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mufti, and to the listeners this morning. Hope all is good in Johannesburg.
Everything is good, alhamdulillah. And how's everything on that side of the country?
Very, very chilly at the moment. We've been having some really warm weather in Cape Town, which is very strange for this time of year. Of course, it's all related to the El Nino effect and all of that. But yeah, definitely starting to cool down. And they say our first few days of Ramadan, we can expect some rain.
Alhamdulillah, that will make it even easier for those, for everyone who will be fasting, inshallah.
Inshallah.
The first story that we pick up on is with regards to convictions, with regards to gang violence, and we understand that there's been report with regards to low gang conviction rate, in which we'll explain. What's the details on this story?
Yes, our Premier of the Western Cape, Helen Zille, she spoke last week about the fact that the conviction rate for gang-related crime in Mitchells Plain is now just 0.7%. This information was released by the Western Cape government in a parliamentary reply by our community safety MEC in the province, Mr. Dan Plato. So basically, obviously, the prosecution mandate rests with national government, but the Western Cape government plays an oversight role in terms of monitoring police at the level of prosecution. And according to the Premier, the 0.7% conviction rate is an average over the last 2 years, ending in April 2016. As it stands, Premier Helen Zille says the chances of anyone going to jail for gang-related crime is close to zero in Mitchells Plain, and we know this area is the province's number one precinct for violent crime, drug trafficking, and the illegal possession of firearms. So basically, the near zero conviction rate has been in line with the past stats showing a province-wide conviction rate for gang crime of below 2% between 2012 and 2014. And SAPS has said that gang crime is linked to 28.5% of all murders and attempted murders provincially in 2014 and 2015. So obviously these stats are all very concerning. Now, the Western Cape head of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, Mr. Isha Mohammed, he responded by saying that the Premier's information was inaccurate. He said that he doesn't know what the Premier is referring to because the criminal justice system does not hold such a category as a crime conviction rate, which I certainly find very hard to believe. Nevertheless, we spoke to Riyad Khan, who is a criminal law expert in Cape Town, and he was saying, look, we need to understand this in context. The police cannot be solely blamed for the low conviction rate in Mitchells Plain. He says that the conviction rate is not only a result of police efficiency, but it also points to all role players in the process of conviction, including the prosecutors and the defense attorneys. And he explained a few scenarios. Look, it could be the result of ineffective investigations. Witnesses often don't arrive to court. The liaison officers that are supposed to ensure that the dockets are in court, they're not doing their jobs, and sometimes many of these cases are dropped because dockets are being lost. So SAPS has indicated that gang-related crimes account for almost a third of all crimes within the Western Cape, which Riyad Khan says is directly impacted by an insufficient number of police officers patrolling areas, which we know has been put on the national agenda by Premier Helen Zille. And Riyaz kind of saying, you know, gangsters know that often there is no police presence in a certain community and they take advantage. So he also said, you know, we need more manpower to protect the public from these gangsters. He also noted that while effective legislation does exist, competent police investigations are required to secure convictions against suspects. So he's saying, look, we should assess successful convictions and understand what the role plays in those cases did correctly and obviously learn from that. So this issue has definitely been quite a heated topic here in Cape Town this past week.
Then another disturbing story, child abduction in Grassy Park.
Yeah, this has been doing the rounds on social media for a while. Residents concerned about a spate of alleged robberies and child abductions. We spoke to the chairperson of the Grassy Park CPS this week, Philip Bam, and he was explaining that there have been a number of reports of individuals driving around the area luring young children into their vehicle by promising them things that would perhaps interest them. Of course, you know, some kids are not very alert or very privy to how these people can operate, and, you know, know, they're unable to say no or not able, not sure of what to do in that situation. Reverend Philip Bam was speaking about, he spoke about one particular case about a boy, a 13-year-old boy, who was playing outside and he was lured into a white VW Polo. And the information from the boy's grandfather was that these perpetrators asked for information about the boy's family. They basically told the boy that his father had bought an Xbox and a new curved TV and that he should go with him to the Bucky, to a Bucky standing outside where the goods were. He went with him and somehow they managed to get him into a car and apparently this boy was abducted and then dropped at the location in Pelican Park, which was a distance away. The boy managed to walk home. Luckily, he was unharmed and at the moment, no arrests have been made in connection with this case. At the moment, that's one situation we are aware of. So, yeah, you're saying, Reverend Philip Bam was saying, you know, incidents of this nature have occurred on more than one occasion, and the perpetrators have not isolated the activity to grassy parks since they've been spotted in other areas within the southern suburbs, areas like Lavender Hill and elsewhere. And it's been difficult for the police to identify the perpetrators or to track a number plate, but reports indicate that perpetrators are driving this white VW Polo and a green Golf. So those are the two suspected vehicles at the moment, and these incidents appear to be in the morning when most residents are obviously at work. He was also saying that police are doing their best to track the perpetrators. Many areas obviously again lack manpower to establish efficient neighborhood watch groups, and that has always been a challenge, and basically calling on community members to play their part. If they do spot any suspicious individuals, parents also need to educate their children about speaking to strangers and to inform them about the modus operandi of these kind of criminals and how they operate in communities.
Other interesting developments from the MJC. Now, we've seen the elections that took place, I think, about a month ago. And now the next step, the inauguration. So the MJC have inaugurated their leadership, or it will be taking place later today.
Yes, it will be taking place this morning, Mufti. The new leadership, which includes the new president, Sheikh Irfan Abrams, will be inaugurated officially today. So his term officially starts today. And what's been interesting, which and I think is quite refreshing, is that we know that Sheikh Irfan has gotten a bit of a bad press here in Cape Town. There's been a bit of criticism against him now that he's been chosen as the new MJC president. But it seems like he's taking a very progressive step today. He's invited the general public to actually come to the inauguration and just, you know, have an open conversation with him. He's saying, look, anyone is invited, let's you know, come over to the MJC headquarters, let's have a cup of tea. I'm open to engaging anyone that wants to speak to me on any issue. So be it, you know, community activists, civil society, and even just ordinary citizens in Cape Town have been, you know, invited to come over to the MJC's inauguration this morning and to be part of the event. And their spokesperson, the MJC spokesperson, saying, look, Sheikh Irfan's vision is that the MJC becomes more connected to the community and that they feel that this is their MJC. We know for a long time, I mean, the MJC has been getting a lot of negative press over the past years, and there's been a bit of disconnect between the ulama body and, you know, its local constituency here in the Western Cape. And Sheikh is saying, look, we want to extend a warm welcome to the ulama, to the business community, orderly people, because we feel that we need to re-establish those ties. We need to build bridges with the community. We need to share projects because, you know, we are doing a lot, but the community isn't aware of what we're doing, and we need to show that, look, we're a body that is here to serve the community. And I think that is what he, you know, the first step that he is part of his short-term goals as the new MJC president. Apparently, he's been handling his new position with a lot of gusto over the past few weeks since the announcement that he's been elected. He's been visiting schools, prisons. He's met with different regional councils, and he's kick-started a few community projects checks that the MJC plans to address in the short term. So the MJC spokesperson saying, look, he's brought a great dimension to the MJC because many people know Sheikh Inafal as a grassroots person. He's been known for being a very avid community player. He's always on the ground, a very instrumental part of the Surrey Estate Neighborhood Watch. I mean, we know he's one of the founding members of the Darul Islam, senior and secondary schools, and, you know, he simply just wants to serve the community. And she says, you know, this breaks a lot of ice as a lot of people see the MJC as being out of reach. So today's ceremony and the whole inauguration process is a step towards building these relationships. And, of course, we're now on the cusp of Ramadan, so, you know, they want to start this month on a very positive note. So, yeah, let's hope that these plans do bear fruit, inshallah.
Yes, undoubtedly a strong MJC is good for Islam in the Western Cape. Jazakumullah khair for the very interesting report this morning.
Shukran so much. Wassalamu alaikum. And of course, from myself, I'd like to wish you, the staff, and all your listeners, Ramadan Kareem, inshallah. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be back next week, but if so, of course, we make the add that this is a very blessed and fruitful month for all of us, inshallah.
I mean, Jazakumullah khair, and also on behalf of the staff, as well as all the listeners of Radio Islam, we wish all those at the Voice of the Cape, together with their listeners, a Ramadan Mubarak and blessed month, inshallah. May Allah make it a fruitful one in which we gain closeness towards him, inshallah.
Inshallah. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.